FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There's in every living creature
that loves to. 听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎您来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听。让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天让我们一起来听奥地利诗人赖内·玛利亚·里尔克的一首诗歌 To Music， 以及由美国作家维恩·卡林所写的文章 My Father's Music。
More to Read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味
Poem of the Day。
To Music, Rainer Maria Rilke. Music, breathing of statues. Perhaps silence of paintings. You, language, where all language ends. You, time, standing vertically on the motion of mortal hearts. Feelings for whom? Oh,You, the transformation of feelings into what? Into audible landscape. You, stranger, music. You, heart space grown out of us. The deepest space in us, which, rising above us, forces its way out. Holy departure.When the innermost point in us stands outside, as the most practiced distance, as the other side of the air. Pure, boundless, no longer habitable.
To 音乐，赖内·玛利亚·里尔克。音乐，雕像的呼吸，或许图像的静默。你是语言终止时的语言，你是时间，垂直地站在逝去之心的方向。对谁的情感？哦，你是情感的变化。化为什么？化为可听见的风景。你这异乡人，音乐，你是我们长出的心灵空间，是我们最深切之物，那超越我们、推及我们之物。神圣的告别，因为内在之物围住我们，作为最纯熟的远方，作为空气的另一边。纯洁庞大，不再可以被居住。
我们刚才听到的这首诗歌 To Music， 致音乐，出自奥地利诗人赖内·玛利亚·里尔克。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人阿丽为您朗读，由江林静翻译。赖内·玛利亚·里尔克，奥地利诗人，出生于布拉格，其早期代表作为《生活与诗歌》《梦幻》《耶稣降临节》等，成熟期的代表作有《祈祷书》《新诗集》《新诗续集》以及《杜伊诺哀歌》等。此外，他还著有日记体长篇小说《马尔特手记》。1875年，里尔克出生于一个铁路职员家庭。高中毕业后，在布拉格大学等校学习哲学、文学史和艺术史。此后曾在慕尼黑和柏林从事写作。在文坛崭露头角后，里尔克在国内国外不停地游历。1915年一战期间被征入伍，服役于维也纳战士档案馆。1919年迁居瑞士，直到去世。 我们今天听到的这首诗歌是里尔克作于1918年的一首关于音乐的诗歌，最早出现在慕尼黑汉娜沃尔夫女士家庭音乐会的来宾题词纪念册上。这首诗歌和作于1899年的早期诗歌 Music 音乐，以及作于1926年的晚期诗歌 Gone 罗，当然还有晚年的两部杰作杜伊诺埃歌和致俄尔甫斯的十四行诗一起，成为理解里尔克音乐观的重要资料。To Music, Raina Maria Rilke. Music, breathing of statues. Perhaps silence of paintings. You language where all language ends. You time, standing vertically on the motion of mortal hearts. Feelings for whom?Oh, you the transformation of feelings into what? Into audible landscape. You stranger, music. You heart space grown out of us. The deepest space in us, which rising above us, forces its way out. Holy departure.When the innermost point in us stands outside, as the most practiced distance, as the other side of the air. Pure, boundless, no longer habitable.
More to read.
文字的世界用心，
用心
聆听
Beauty of Words。
今天让我们一起来读美国作家维恩·卡林的一篇文章 My Father's Music， 我父亲的音乐。这篇文章以音乐为纽带，讲述了父子之间的情感连接，音乐梦想以一种特殊的方式完成了世代的传递。好，下面呢，就让我们一起来读一下这篇文章的中英文版本。英文版本由我的同事宇顺为您朗读，中文版本由蒋月翻译。
My Father's Music by Wayne Callan，
我父亲的音乐，维恩·卡林。
I remember the day Dad first lugged the heavy accordion up our front stoop, taxing his small frame. He gathered my mother and me in the living room and opened the case as if it were a treasure chest. Here it is, he said. Once you learn to play, it'll stay with you for life. If my thin smile didn't match his full-fledged grin, it was because I had prayed for a guitar or a piano.It was 1960, and I was glued to my AM radio listening to Del Shannon and Chubby Checker. Accordions were nowhere in my hit parade. As I looked at the shiny white keys and cream-colored bellows, I could already hear my friend's squeeze box jokes.
我还记得那天，爸爸豁出瘦小的身躯，第一次把那沉甸甸的手风琴拖上我们家的门廊。他把妈妈和我召到客厅。打开箱子，好像那是个百宝箱似的。给，他说，你一学会拉它，它就跟你终身作伴。我淡淡一笑，满不像他那么喜笑颜开，可那是因为我一直巴望着有一把吉他或一架钢琴。当时是1960年，我迷上了在条幅广播里收听戴尔香农和查比切克的音乐。手风琴在我的流行曲目里根本排不上号。看着那白晃晃的琴键和奶油色的风箱，我都可以听到伙伴们嘲弄这玩意儿的声音。
For the next 2 weeks, the accordion was stored in the hall closet. Then, one evening, Dad announced that I would start lessons the following week. In disbelief, I shut my eyes toward Mom for support. The firm set of her jaw... told me I was out of luck. Spending $300 for an accordion and $5 per lesson was out of character for my father. He was practical always, something he learned growing up on a Pennsylvania farm. Clothes, heat, and sometimes even food were scarce. Before I was born, he and my mother moved into her parents' two-story home in Jersey City, New Jersey. I grew up there on the second floor. My grandparents lived downstairs. Each weekday, Dad made the three-hour commute to and from Long Island, where he was a supervisor in a company that serviced jet engines. Weekends, he tinkered in the cellar, turning scraps of plywood into a utility cabinet or fixing a broken toy with spare parts. Quiet and shy, he was never more comfortable than when he had his workbench. Only music carried Dad away from his world of tools and projects. On a Sunday drive, he turned the radio on immediately. At red lights, I'd notice his foot tapping in time. He seemed to hang on every note.
后来的两个礼拜，手风琴一直搁在门厅的壁橱里。有天晚上，爸爸宣布，下周起我就开始上手风琴课。狐疑中，我直向母亲递眼色，求她帮忙。可她紧闭着嘴，就是说我这次倒了霉了。花300元买架手风琴，每上一课还得交5元，这可不合我父亲的性格。他向来都很讲究实际，这是他自小在宾夕法尼亚州的农场学来的。当时穿的、取暖的，有时候连吃的都很少。我出生前，父母搬进了新泽西州泽西城外公外婆家一楼一底的房子。我就是在那儿的楼上长大的，外公他们住楼下。爸爸每天去长岛上班，来回要坐3个小时的车。他在那儿的一家飞机发动机维修公司做监督。周末他就在地窖里东修西补。不是把零星的胶合板拼凑成多用柜，就是找些个零部件修理破玩具。他生性沉静腼腆，只有坐在工作凳上时，他才最为自在。只有音乐可以使爸爸陶醉，忘却他那个尽是工具和活计的天地。星期天只要一开车，他便打开收音机，遇见红灯，就见他的脚及时地轻轻打起拍子，他好像不放过每一个音符。
Still, I wasn't prepared.When rummaging in a closet, I found a case that looked to me like a tiny guitar's. Opening it, I saw the polished glow of a beautiful violin. It's her father's, Mom said. His parents bought it for him. I guess he got too busy on the farm to ever learn to play it. I tried to imagine Dad's rough hands on this delicate instrument and couldn't.Shortly after, my lessons began with Mr. Zelli at the Allegro Accordion School, tucked between an old movie theater and a pizza parlor. On my first day, with the straps straining my shoulder, I felt clumsy in every way. How did he do? My father asked when it was over. Fine for the first lesson, said Mr. Zelli. Dad glowed with hope.I was ordered to practice half an hour every day, and every day I tried to get out of it. My future seemed to be outside playing ball, not in the house mastering songs I would soon forget, but my parents hounded me to practice.
然而我还是没有料到，又一次翻一个壁橱，竟发现一只盒子，我看像个小吉他盒，打开一看，却是把漂亮的小提琴，光滑锃亮的。那是你父亲的，妈妈说，他父母给他买的，怕是农场上太忙了吧，他压根儿就没顾上学。我尽量想象爸爸那双粗手在摆弄这把精巧的小提琴，可就是想象不出来。不久，我在手风琴速成学校跟泽里先生上起课来了。那个学校夹在一家旧电影院和一家馅饼店之间。第一天我肩上勒紧了两条皮带，怎么都觉得别扭。他怎么样？过后父亲问老师。第一课嘛，还可以，泽里先生说。
爸爸看有希望，神采奕奕。按规定，我每天得练半小时的琴，而我每天都没法躲过去。我看我的前途是在户外打球，不是待在屋里练很快就会遗忘的曲子。可父母逼着我练。
Gradually, to my surprise, I was able to string notes together and coordinate my hands to play simple songs. Often after supper, my father would request a tune or two. As he sat in his easy chair, I would fumble through Lady of Spain and Beer Barrel Polka. Very nice, better than last week, he'd say. Then I would segue into a medley of his favorites, Red River Valley and Home on the Range.And he would drift off to sleep, the newspaper folded on his lap. I took it as a compliment that he could relax under the spell of my playing. One July evening, I was given an almost flawless rendition of Come Back to Sorrento, and my parents caught me to an open window. An elderly neighbor rarely seen outside her house was leaning against her car, humming dreamily to the tune. When I finished,She smiled broadly and called out, I remember that song as a child in Italy. Beautiful, just beautiful.
想不到我渐渐可以把各个音符串起来，两手配合着拉起简单的歌曲了。晚饭后，父亲常常要我拉上一两段曲子。他坐在安乐椅里，我就笨手笨脚地拉完西班牙女郎和啤酒桶波尔卡。很好，比上星期强，他会说。于是我一口气拉下去，把他最喜欢的歌曲《红河谷》和《家在牧场》混在一起。于是他不知不觉地睡去，报纸还摊在膝上。他能在我的演奏感召之下也轻松一下，算是对我的赞赏吧。有年七月的一天傍晚，我正在拉《重归苏联托》。几乎是无懈可击，父母把我叫到一扇窗口，一个上了年纪的邻居很少见他出门，这时正依在我家车旁，恍恍惚惚地跟着曲子哼着。我拉完了，他笑眯眯地喊道，我小时候在意大利就记得这首歌，好听，真好听。
Throughout the summer, Mr. Zelli's lessons grew more difficult.It took me a week and a half to master them now. All the while, I could hear my buddies outside playing heated games of stickball. I'd also hear an occasional taunt, Hey, where's your monkey and cup? Such humiliation paled, though, beside the impending fall recital. I would have to play a solo on a local movie theater stage. I wanted to skip the whole thing. Emotions boiled over in the car one Sunday afternoon.I don't want to play a solo, I said. You have to, replied my father. Why? I shouted. Because you didn't get to play your violin when you were a kid? Why should I have to play this stupid instrument when you never had to play yours? Dad pulled the car over and pointed at me. Because you can bring people joy. You can touch their hearts. That's a gift I won't let you throw away. He added softly,Someday, you'll have chance I never had. You'll play beautiful music for a family, and you understand why you've worked so hard. I was speechless. I had rarely heard Dad speak with such feeling about anything, much less the accordion. From then on, I practiced without parents making me.
整个夏天，泽里先生的课越上越难。现在要花一个半星期才能学会。我一边学琴，一边可以听到伙伴们在外面玩棍球，玩得好热闹。不时还听到句损人的话：“喂，你那猴罐儿呢？”不过，眼看秋季演奏会就要到来，这么糟践人也就不算个事儿了。我得在本地一家电影院上台独奏。我想赖掉这差事。一个星期天下午在车上，我们都动了感情，都发了火。我不想独奏，我说。你就得独奏，父亲答道。
为啥？
我吼道。就因为你小时候没能拉成小提琴，
你不拉就行，我干嘛就非得拉着笨乎乎的玩意儿？爸爸刹住车，面对着我，就因为你可以给别人带来欢乐，你可以打动他们的心，那是给人的一份礼物，我不许你白扔了。他又轻声说，总有一天你会有我从来没有的机会，你会给你的妻子儿女演奏美丽动听的音乐，那时候你就会明白你干嘛要这么苦练了。我无言以对，我很少听到父亲说话这么动情，更何况是说的手风琴。从此我练琴不用父母逼了。
The evening of the concert, Mom wore glittery earrings and more makeup than I could remember. Dad got out of work early, put on a suit and tie, and slicked down his hair with Vitalis. They were in an hour early, so we sat in the living room chatting nervously. I got the unspoken message that playing this one song was a dream come true for them. At the theater, nervousness overtook me as I realized how much I wanted to make my parents proud. Finally, it was my turn. I walked to the lone chair on stage and performed Are You Lonesome Tonight without a mistake. The applause spilled out, with a few hands still clapping after others had stopped. I was lightheaded, glad my ordeal was over. After the concert, Mom and Dad came backstage. The way they walked, hats high, faces flushed, I knew they were pleased. My mother gave me a big hug. Dad slipped an arm around me and held me close. You were just great, he said. Then he shook my hand and was slow to let it go.
音乐会那天晚上，妈妈戴上亮晶晶的耳环，脸上没见她这么打扮过。爸爸早早就下了班，扎上领带，一身套装，头发用发油梳得溜光。他们提前一小时就打扮完了，我们便坐在客厅里紧张地聊天。这时我得到一个无言的启示，演奏这么一首歌是实现他俩的一个梦想。在电影院，我意识到我是真想使父母感到自豪时，简直紧张死了。终于轮到我上场了，我走向台上孤零零的椅子，演奏了《今晚你可寂寞》，没出一点错。一时掌声四起，落下后还有几个人在拍手。我高兴得轻飘飘的，总算熬到头了。音乐会散后，妈妈和爸爸来到后台，瞧他们走路那神气，昂首挺胸，红光满面，我就知道他们很高兴。母亲紧紧拥抱了我，爸爸伸出一只胳膊搂住我不放。你真是好样的，他说，然后又握住我的手，久久不松开。
As the years went by, the accordion drifted to the background of my life. Dad asked me to play at family occasions, but the lessons stopped.When I went to college, the accordion stayed behind in the hall closet next to my father's violin. A year after my graduation, my parents moved to a house in a nearby town. Dad, at 51, finally owned his own home. On moving day, I didn't have the heart to tell him he could dispose of the accordion, so I brought it to my own home and put it in the attic.
随着岁月的流逝，那架手风琴在我的生活中也渐渐隐退了。爸爸只要我在家有节庆的时候拉一拉，课是不上了。我上大学，那琴就放在门厅的壁橱里，挨着父亲的小提琴。我毕业一年后，父母搬到了附近一个镇上。父亲在51岁终于有了自己的房子。搬家那天，我不忍心告诉他可以把手风琴卖了，于是我把它拿回我自己的家，放在阁楼上。
There it remained, a dusty memory, until one afternoon several years later when my two children discovered it by accident. Scott thought it was secret treasure, Holly thought a ghost lived inside. They were both right. When I opened the case, they laughed and said, "Play it, play it."Reluctantly, I strapped on the accordion and played some simple songs. I was surprised. my skills hadn't rusted away. Soon, the kids were dancing in circles and giggling. Even my wife, Terry, was laughing and clapping to the beat. I was amazed at their unbridled glee. My father's words came back to me. Someday, you'll have the chance I never had. Then you'll understand. I finally knew what it meant to work hard and sacrifice for others. Dad had been right all along. The most precious gift is to touch the hearts of those you love.
他就待在那儿，一件灰尘扑扑的纪念物。直到好几年后的一天下午，我的两个孩子偶然发现了他。斯科特以为是个秘藏的珍宝，河里以为里头住了个精灵。他俩都讲对了。我一打开箱子，他们就笑了，说道：“拉拉，拉拉嘛。”我勉强套上琴的背带，拉了一些简单的歌曲，没想到我的琴法竟然没有荒疏。很快，孩子们就转着圈子跳呀，笑个不停，连我妻子特丽也乐呵呵地和着节奏拍起手来。他们那兴高采烈的痛快劲儿真让我吃惊。这时，父亲的话又回到我的脑海：总有一天，你会有我从来没有的机会。那时你就会明白的。我终于明白了为他人努力工作和做出牺牲的意义。爸爸始终是对的，打动你所爱的人的心才是最宝贵的礼物。
Later, I phoned Dad to let him know that at long last I understood. Fumbling for the right words, I thanked him for the legacy it took almost 30 years to discover. You're welcome.He said, his voice choked with emotion. Dad never learned to coax sweet sounds from his violin, yet he was wrong to think he would never for his family. On that wonderful evening, as my wife and children laughed and danced, they heard my accordion, but it was my father's music.
事后，我打电话给爸爸，告诉他我终于明白过来了。我拙嘴笨舌的不知说什么好，只说我花了差不多30年的功夫才发现了他留给我的这笔财富，为此我感谢他。
不客气，他说，嗓音因激动而哽咽了。
爸爸从未学会从他那小提琴上播出甜美的声音，但他以为他永远都不会为他的家人演奏乐曲，那是他错了。就在那个美妙的夜晚，我的妻儿又笑又跳，听着我拉手风琴，可那是我父亲的音乐。今天的节目就要结束了，感谢您的收听，我是沈听，我们明天见。